not being overregulated is just that so much of a blessing. I mean, it really is. Once you're in, you can't do interstate commerce. I mean, that's the big one. Forget the overtaxation. Once you can do overstate commerce, you're like, why am I in the other space?
I got something special today. I got somebody completely out of what we would normally talk about. Wait till you hear this. You're kind of famous in this industry as well. So let's hear it.
My name is Brett Worley, CEO and president of MC Nutraceuticals. I'm also on the board of the American Healthy Alternatives Association. MC Nutraceuticals is the world's largest distributor and manufacturer of cannabinoids in the hemp industry. And the American Healthy Alternatives Association is the largest lobby group to protect hemp laws and the farm bill in the country.
So when you're out there having a real problem with not having Delta 8 and Delta 9, this guy's trying to protect that for you. And so you should thank your lucky stars. You got a guy out there who's doing as much work as you are. Tell us about the wholesale.
Sure. So, you know, I run the day-to-day operations, sales, distribution, operations, manufacturing, the quality. I guess that's something to talk about. We pride ourselves on having some of the best quality in the industry. That's why I think a lot of people like to use us. We test everything before it goes in or out. So that's a huge perk to what we do. We probably run about 50 tests a day, per day, every day.
And just so you know, that does not mean smoke sessions.
No.
That means real scientists.
Yes, real scientists.
They have to know that it's great. We're not talking about sitting around beating the tom-toms,
Sure.
We're having a good time with it, but you are testing it and that you do
right.
Know that it's right.
Yeah, and as far as volumes is to conceptualize, we sell about 500 to 600 million doses of Delta 8 a month. So 500 doses, 10 milligrams.
500 to 600
million.
Million.
Yes.
With an M a month.
Yeah.
Do the math, TikTok, times 12. How much is that a year? Comment, let us know.
And that's just Delta 8. We sell everything else too. So.
Exactly. What else do you sell?
We sell THCP, CBD, CBG, CBGA, CBN, CBC, THCV.
Hang on, it's easier to ask you, what don't you sell?
The only thing we don't sell are the things that don't exist.
That don't exist. So really, man, I mean, so you're developing constantly new products.
Yeah, correct.
And you would say that you're at the front of the line
when
it comes to developing this.
Yeah, due to ongoing regulations, usually in the international markets, we're in about 29 countries.
Right.
So in the international markets, we have to develop new products. Essentially, there's not as much willingness to fight, laws that are bad.
Yeah. Fighting the man.
Yeah, fighting the man. So. We did stop the ban in the Czech Republic because that's kind of the Florida of Europe, surprisingly. Surprisingly is a key word there. But they have the friendliest import laws, so everyone flocked to the Czech Republic. So we have a distribution facility there. We have a big presence in Japan, weirdly enough. And Japan's the big one where they like to ban things, I guess.
Right. Well, you know, in America, we kind of live in a bubble.
Yes,
and we think no one else consumes.
Yeah.
You know, they think that. I swear it's true.
It's a big part of our business is exporting.
Right.
There's a huge demand of HHC specifically in Europe.
Right.
And there's a huge demand of some of the more novel compounds like HHCH in Japan.
So you mean the rest of the world parties too?
Yes.
Come on,
that's
man.
Correct.
Come on.
The rest of the world likes weed too.
Wow.
Crazy.
Really? Oh my goodness. You know, it's not just America.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. So. Tell me a little bit more, we was talking earlier, you use the word largest.
Yes.
Right? How did you put it?
We're the largest global supplier of cannabinoids in the world.
Global supplier.
Yep. So we have more cannabinoids, we sell more, and we ship to more countries. Those are the three ways I gauge things.
Where are you located out of?
We're located at Golden, Colorado.
Out of Colorado.
And Pilsen, Czechia.
For your European lines, right?
Yeah.
Okay, with everything going on over there, that's
kinda, where they make Pilsner, by the way.
By the way.
There is something famous there,
right?
Surprisingly.
But, you know, with everything going over in that part of the country, or that part of the world, a little weird, worrisome?
Worrisome as in exporting and importing?
Yeah.
Not so much, especially because most of the stuff comes into our facility in Czech Republic. Once you're in the EU, you're fairly good. Say if I wanted to ship 100 kilos of HHC to Germany, bad idea. So it's really just dependent on the import customs, not so much about the legality, as they might just think it's weed.
So, you know, a lot of my people, they're more worried with state-to-state operations,
sure,
you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're the Mr. Nice of the whole bunch, you know. Yeah. Most people don't know who Mr. Nice is. Do you know who Mr. Nice is?
From Reservoir Dogs? Or no, not Reservoir, that's Mr. Pink.
No, okay, well, we'll talk later.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll talk later. Anyway, he was a world importer all over the world.
I see that type of importing. Yeah.
And so you're kind of an importer-exporter guy.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And so Howard, you really don't know him?
No.
Mr. Nice?
No, he must be.
Yeah, he's pretty famous though, bro.
Okay.
Pretty
How famous. Old is he?
I'm 51. He's older than me.
So I'm 27.
So you're young.
Yeah.
You're young. But there's several books written. Anyway, okay. We'll talk more. I'll send you a book.
Okay.
I'll send you right
good.
Out of my library.
Okay,
because I think it's important for you to read because you're living his life.
Yep.
You really are only legally, right?
Lots of lawyers around me.
Exactly. Yeah. Sure there are, European and otherwise, right?
Yes.
So legal bills can't be cheap.
No, very expensive.
So we're making a pretty good revenue.
Yes.
Right? You know, with these Louis Vuitton shoes.
Yes, I do like my nice things.
I don't blame you.
I kept my watches and my chains at home.
I've seen your lady. I understand that totally. You know, she's definitely nice. You've done very well, you know. And she has to, right?
Yeah.
And so where do you see the future? What do you see?
Yeah, so there's...
Look
there's
into your crystal ball.
Futures on just my company, and then we can go to...
Yes, then we'll go to the world.
Yeah, so the futures of my company, you know, I see us as... There is a consolidation event going on in the hemp industry. There's a lot of people that are struggling, I think, right now.
Yep.
I should say, I think. I know they are.
Yep.
So I think consolidation's coming, no question, if you're talking about market economics. There's going to be less players. I mean, you're at all the shows. You see how crazy it is.
They are.
Eventually, there will be a consolidation event. I don't know what it's going to be, but I would say the next year. So I expect the market to consolidate, contract a little bit, and then the people that have the most sound business practices, that have, honestly, the most amount of clients to diversify revenue, are probably going to win.
I think you're exactly right, but I think it's even going to be more. It's going to be bigger than that. I think you're going to see a huge retraction. You know, I don't care who the next president is, it ain't gonna matter. The economy is the way it is, you know, for right now. But I believe that what we're seeing in here today even will totally consolidate down.
For sure.
And I see other brands swallowing up other brands.
Yeah. Or they just die outright.
Or die outright, because I believe legalization of some of the products, you know, whether they make it illegal or not, because eventually they're gonna have to address the vaping.
Sure.
One way or the other, especially the nicotine vaping. And
already being addressed too.
it's
being addressed.
Well, yeah, I cover that quite a bit, you know, because it affects my people probably a lot more than it does globally.
Mm-hmm.
Because globally it's pretty, I didn't realize how much of a market that the nicotine vapes were
in
other parts of the world.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Oh yeah. Everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
Again, we're in a bubble here.
Yeah.
You know, we don't understand that nearly as well as we should. But I do believe that you're right. I believe about the nicotine as far as that goes, but I believe that the cannabis industry will greatly see something happen too, because I believe America needs that revenue, and
sure.
I honestly believe they'll legalize it. And when they do...
What time frame you think?
2 years.
I think two?
Because I think that's how they'll kickstart the economy to get it back going.
Yeah, or they just keep us around as marijuana gets kicked to the curb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
There is a level of economics where hemp has grown at a rapid pace compared to where marijuana has. So
I agree.
As far as numbers
no,
go.
No, I agree. I just never had heard anybody say it out loud.
Yeah, I say it out loud.
Most people will skirt around it, and they want to go through legalization of marijuana where it's totally, you know, just good time Charlie, you know, like a liquor store.
I know for a fact that almost every big MSO is at least putzing around with hemp-derived cannabinoids.
I believe
and maybe that, more than putzing.
Do you believe they can get the same medicinal effect with the cannabinoids as they can the marijuana?
So I have another hot take. It's a hot take for everyone else, but I believe that the hemp industry has evolved the science behind the plant by at least two decades. CBN, CBC, THCV, all these other minor cannabinoids that play effect in the plant. And another hot take, more so than terpenes do, when you start blending these cannabinoids together, you can start getting a real desired tailored effect for whatever someone potentially might want.
I have a huge problem with putting a chemical in an organic body. So I'm not, I don't like the medicine and everything that everybody does, you know, with such as, you know, like for mood enhancement and all this, you know, they use a pill for all that.
Yeah.
And I really do believe in the good part of the cannabinoids And I think the more we can develop that, I think the better off we are. Yep. Putting more organic in an organic is always better than a chemical in an organic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I'm totally in beliefs of that. And I think you're right. But I think I've never heard no one say it out loud.
You'll hear a lot of things that no one's ever said.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody say that out loud, especially, I think they'll kick them to the curb. And, that's a bold statement.
Well, you look at the Schedule 3, or the rescheduling to Schedule 3, theoretically, a lot of people are thinking that it's a good thing. And I'm just sitting back licking my chops because it's only good for him. Rescheduling, it means marijuana companies are still breaking the law, maybe less of a law.
I think so, too.
Codeine, Suboxone, other, very guarded chemicals and drugs are hidden before Schedule 3. I mean, you want to go get codeine? Good luck. I mean, that's a serious drug that's locked way back in the shelves of a pharmacy.
Way back.
Now, way of course, the marijuana companies will still operate as is and break the law, and it will be less of a law, but I haven't looked in far enough to this, but I'm not sure that it helps with Safe Banking Act, and I'm not sure that it helps with the 280E problem.
Well, it doesn't help the Banking Act whatsoever.
Definitely doesn't help with banking. I don't know. Maybe 280E, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not well enough. I'll look into that, though.
That's a good thing for a show.
My team is starting to look into it.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
That's the big thing is like, oh, that's why all the stock prices jump. Everyone thinks that they're going to get all these tax savings in the future from this thing.
I don't believe it.
You get tax savings for just breaking the law less? How does that make
no
any
way.
Sense?
No way. It's not going to happen.
I don't know how that's logical. A lot of people at the beginning didn't know what Schedule 3 was, and I even had to look it up. I'm like, oh, coding? This is not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. Now they've made it a pharmaceutical.
It's a political move. For sure. I mean, no question about that. And I respect the political move, the chessboard, but...
But I also don't believe that laying 10 years on a guy just for the weed in a federal penitentiary is a good idea either.
Oh, well, that was never a good idea,
to
be fair, though.
Right. But I mean, for, a small amount, it doesn't have to be anything crazy.
Yeah.
And, you're doing it in such a way that they can schedule you federally, and then you go away for 10 years when you could do that for state, and it's a year.
Yeah.
It's a year.
The rescheduling isn't going to fix that. That's for sure. If you have a bunch of codeine and you have
It still puts you down to less than the 10 years.
Sure.
So, but only on the sentencing guidelines.
Yeah.
Only on the sentencing guidelines, but they can put an enhancer or anything they want on that. Yeah. So they can do whatever they want to. I'm personally of knowledge of that. Yeah. So I do know
that's
that
what
that's
I always say. They can do whatever you want. Don't get naive.
Yeah, they don't have to do anything for you, man. Yeah. I don't care what the law is. They can change it.
No.
They can change it
to
fit their need.
No question about that.
Right.
Now we're seeing that with store owners in some of the states where it's completely legal. There's even laws, and they get arrested.
Well, I've been ran in on it for nothing.
Yeah.
For nothing. They believed I had a bunch of THCO at one time, and they ran in, and they basically could not understand the difference in the letters.
Yeah.
And so they totally believed it, confiscated some things. It was kind of weird. I was ready to go to jail, and then they didn't do anything.
They dropped it?
They didn't do anything. Well, because they didn't have it in it. You know, THCO was a big deal at one time. I'm sure you remember all that.
And yeah, I was just talking about it right there.
Right.
I talk about it probably every day.
Right, I'm sure. And, now THCA is a big deal.
Yeah, of course.
And, like in Kentucky, where I'm out of, we can't sell any kind of flour or anything of that nature, whereas other states can. They're making a lot of money with it, but they're handling it wrong. I mean, they are literally taking it out, and they are scooping it right on top of a set of scales, selling it just like they would out of the dorm room.
Yeah.
And to me, that's ugly, man.
It is ugly.
It really does need to be packaged. It needs to be packaged.
I wish it didn't. Like, you could trust everything and everybody, but, man, it needs to be packaged.
Well, I mean, I feel like in a lot of ways they forget that we went through some kind of pandemic. Yeah. Now, regardless how you feel about that, you should know better than letting everybody handle your stuff. You should know better.
Yeah.
Whether you believe it or not. You should know better at this point than to do that. And why stores believe that's okay is beyond me.
Yeah.
That's beyond me.
It's laziness. They know that they can get a pound from someone selling pounds for, I don't know what the price is. Let's say $1,200.
Oh, no,
it's they can buy it, or they can buy it for $7 a gram from a guy that's packaging it.
Right. Well,
it's all greed.
They're making good living, man.
Oh, I know
These stores are making a good living. Okay, so what do you think's next?
Cannabinoids or the industry
In the cannabinoids.
I think it's going to come down to, I think what we just saw from a history lesson is a bunch of blends of THCX or B or H. I think those days are fairly over of just putting
so a no bunch of
stuff.
So no more THC alphabets?
Yeah, no more alphabets. as from a guy that makes the things, that we're running out of the alphabet in right. reality. So
let's start making symbols. Let's do numbers and symbols.
Hashtag.
Hashtag
for TikTok.
Hashtag, exactly. Yeah. Hashtag TikTok.
Yeah.
Make a TikTok blend.
So I think it's going to come down to product innovation. We're seeing a huge surge in beverage right now. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we have actually invested in.
Is liquid the next big thing?
I would say yeah. So last year it was Delta 9, and then this year it was THCA. Next year I think it's beverage, because we're starting to see, and I've had these conversations myself with people, is we're starting to see big beverage distributors get in. Huge. I mean, our beverage distributor is one of the biggest in Tennessee. Kentucky's a little bit more difficult, but we are in talks there trying to kind of fix up some of the TTB guidance, which has caused a little bit of problem. But we're seeing huge beverage distributors get real institutional money, essentially, coming into the space.
So can you make sure they don't use a sticker on the outside of the aluminum can?
Our cans are printed. I can talk about
it. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what
and
you're talking
you
about.
You see these people do
this.
I think
95% of the beverages are stickers.
I'm sick of that.
I think they're shrink sleeves. So I don't
know. It looks like garbage.
Maybe they're a little bit.
It looks like
garbage. Shrink sleeves look okay. Stickers probably look bad, yes.
It looks like garbage, man. Yeah. But I've seen it. And you can feel, I can almost peel them.
Yeah.
You know, and you put that in a cooler.
You don't see that anywhere.
No.
In Coke the beverage space.
What they want to do is they want it to look just like Monster. They want it to look
they're
just like.
They're also in a rush, right? Because everyone thinks it's a gold rush. Like me, I'm just sitting back and saying, let me watch the market. We just turned our machines on in the last month or so. It's like, I'm just waiting. It's like, there isn't a rush. There's never a rush.
Being too fast just gets you screwed up, right?
Yeah. Especially in this industry now that's already, like, there has been first to market winners, like a 3Chi, for example, or a Can-8 or some of these guys. But that was the entire market. Now we're talking about segments of the market. And then, you know, once people rush, I think it just becomes a nightmare.
So right now we're going to call beverage a niche.
Yeah, niche, yeah.
Next year, you're liable to call it industry.
It'll take on its own industry. I've made predictions. I think it'll see a growth trend, kind of like a seltzer did back in the day, which is very, very slow, and then a rocket ship.
Yeah.
And that's what you see with most new markets.
Right.
That was a new product in a category that made its own market. We'll see the same thing within 12 months for sure. 18 months is when it rocket ships.
So you're going on the record.
Yeah, on the record, investing beverage. 18 months, yeah, beverage
and that's
will be
that's what's
ship.
Happening.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it.
Yeah, please do.
I'm going to call you, man.
Call me in,
I'm going to call you and
months.
Say, hey, man, 18 months, you'll see, what's up?
I know facts because you live in Kentucky. I know exactly what I have to do to get, for example, I won't say who, but a big distributor, let's just say, and I have to do something for them to make sure that they're comfortable with it. But once they are, it'll be everywhere. You still got to get the big box guys to buy in.
I want you to be right. I want you to be right because it's easier to sell.
Yeah.
Beverage is easy to sell.
It is easy to sell. Yeah. And it's a high consumption rate,
right.
which is another thing that we've got away from in this space is 5 gram vapes. I don't smoke anymore. It takes forever. That would take me a year.
Well,
if I did
but,
smoke,
but what
just
they
a little.
Do, the problem with the vape, I can tell you what's going on with the vape. It's very easy. They get tired of the flavor.
Yeah.
And even though it'll still have it in it, they'll just set it right there in the glove compartment. Yeah. And that's the end of that.
Yeah.
They just never recharge it, or they throw it away.
They're still at a fairly economical price. I don't know what they are, but maybe $50 for 5 grams. I mean, Jesus, that's a great.
I sell mine 3 for $45.
There you go.
But I'm moving them. But I'm moving them, man. I make very little profit on them, but I'm moving them.
Yeah.
I'm moving them as fast as I can go.
And that's a 5 gram.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's insane.
But you know, we're buying pallets.
Sure.
Pallets
that's
of
awesome.
This stuff, man. You know, and so. We literally do. We sell them $345. And
no wonder they're moving.
Yeah, and I mix and match them.
Yeah,
I mix and
that
match
makes sense,
them.
Yeah.
And I don't care what brand they get. We don't even care. We just move them.
Yeah, just
and
move
so
them.
So that yeah, but we're different. We're not retail like everybody else would be. Our retail has a wholesale attached to it.
Got it.
So
okay.
When we're getting distribution for it, that's a whole different market.
Yeah, of course.
But
of course.
I'd love to have the drink. I can't wait to see what you put together.
Yeah.
I hope you send me
it's
a couple
delicious
of samples.
Too. I will definitely do that. It is a delicious
is it
drink.
Bitter?
No.
Bitter bite.
So we have a technology that's not a nanoemulsion. So that's the surfactant and the nanoemulsion. It's a biotech that was bought by my friend in like 2013 or so. In 2017, he took it to the THC market. In 2020, I told him, hey, you got to come over to hemp. And he's put almost all of his eggs in the hemp basket now. He's making a beverage facility in Florida.
It's go or die, or die.
Yeah, and I mean, he still does well in the THC space, but just the not being overregulated is just that so much of a blessing. I mean, it really is. Once you're in, you can't do interstate commerce. I mean, that's the big one. Forget the overtaxation. Once you can do overstate commerce, you're like, why am I in the other space?
That's exactly right.
And the fact that I can ship my product almost anywhere in the world is, you can't do that if you're a cannabis company.
I just really like that you're the Howard Marks up on this stage. Right, that's Mr. Nice, by the way.
All right, I'm Howard Marks, also known as Mr. Nice. Fancy a plane ticket around the world, but I haven't got the loot? You can earn yourself one. Just fill in the details and start working for me, smuggling packages around the world.
Okay. I just really love
it. I have to look this guy up.
Man, I cannot. I'm going to send you this book. I'm going to get your address. I'm going to send you this book.
I will read it. I don't read books, too, just to be clear.
Well, I give it out quite a bit to people, man, because once you see that in the global market, you're like, oh, man, I never sold weed. Because you didn't sell weed until you've seen it on his level.
Okay.
You know, he's selling metric tons.
Yep.
And you kind of are.
Yep, I am definitely selling metric tons.
You kind of are, man. So, but you're the new version.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could put you two together.
I wish you could do that. That'd be good on stage, too.
Oh, man, I'd love that. That would make for a great video.
I did Jim Belushi on stage. That was pretty dynamic. So that was,
I'll bet.
I didn't even know who he was, though. So, see,
Do you know who his brother was?
No. I don't know who anyone is.
Animal House?
Yeah, I didn't know. Don't judge me now.
I'm not judging you, bro.
We got this far into the show.
I'm not judging you, man, but I think me and you need to have a DVD night, you know?
We'll drink some of the drinks.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can blame my father, yeah.
We need to get together for DVD night, man.
Also, I like Louisville, too, by the way.
Well,
I was a fan.
Next time you come through, man, you know, I've got several acres you can come down on, you know.
Shoot.
Oh, whatever you want to do, man. Okay. Whatever you want to do.
Definitely down.
You know? All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you, Chad.
All right, bud. Thanks for everything. I have learned a lot.
Yep.
And I can't say that with every guest.
We'll have to do this again, too. There's more.
Well, the next time you come to Louisville, we'll have you at our studio.
That sounds great.
And you come there and do it there. And we bring that drink with you, too.
Yeah,
when
of course.
You do.
I'll even try a little bit of it, but not too much.
Okay.
I got to be careful.
Sure. I'll bring the bourbon.
I prefer liquor. We can do the bourbon.
Yeah, at home I've got a custom bar, you know, and you come down there and any kind of bourbon you'd like to taste, I got it.
I'll try them all.
I'll be glad to help.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Thank you so much,
thank you, Chad.
Man. I appreciate
course,
you. Good
course.
To meet you. All thank right, you. Man. Have a good day. Hey, y'all. So I've learned a lot. I hope you have too. And we'll get the next person in. But this guy, man, doing big things. We'll link all of his stuff together down below so that you can reach out and contact him if you've got questions. I'm willing to bet you got answers.